I want to know why all these women accept my man, but ask the next fucking man for money. Where your man there? What you ask me for money for? Fuck, I...
Hey!
What the fuck
is he? Say that again!
Did I really mean something to you? Cause you just threw our love away. And all of the things I've done for you, did they mean anything?
Welcome to With the Green Podcast.
You gotta be smoking bad weed.
Come festival.
You gotta be bad weed, Chris.
To jump up a job with a drink in me and why you gotta be smoking bad weed?
Cause ain't no way we telling you, dog, and you just return it late.
How else I supposed to get late?
That's why we're confused. Why you never had it done in the first place?
Because I had the light from outside. You see?
You see, the problem with it's a lesson in life for men, right? There's nothing wrong with more light being added into your life, dog.
You see, I guess speculation that I light skin. So being that like this is my platform.
A speculation, Chris? You know,
being that it's my platform. Shout out to everybody on Facebook, man. Cause I ain't been, we ain't drop a pod in a minute. You know what I'm saying? And like people, like every time I have an opinion, they just come with this. Well, you have a platform, use it. Well, yeah, fuck, I have a pot. You damn right, I got a fucking platform. I don't fucking use it. Yeah, man, shout out to Pumpa one time for the one time.
Yeah, big shout out to you. Shout out to everybody participating. I see Todd in the crowd. I see 5-2.
That's a bad fuck. Like we could see people that we recognize in the audience. You know, people that we rub shoulders with, people that we could pick up our phone right now and just text. You know, like I was like, damn, like this is what's up. They need to have a I know it's Caribbean Music Awards, but they should have a segment for potters. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
that gonna be soon. That gonna be soon. Like, I could see it happen like in the next 2 years.
Yo, like, imagine if we nominated, bro. If we nominated, we could have that shit in our bio.
So I just want y'all to know, especially Chris, how you do the, because Chris, you do like little interviews and stuff. They did have a thing where you could apply to interview people on the red carpet. It was
when you say apply, you mean like they're going to hire me and put money in my pocket?
It's exposure.
Yeah. Oh, so I pay my way there. I just have a pass that I could talk to people.
Yeah, you go on the red carpet, you interview people, all that good stuff.
Like you're a part of our channel. Like, you're with the Green Entertainment and da 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 da.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's something that they do every year, so.
I don't know if it's me, but I didn't know this was even happening. Like, I didn't even know. I tell you, I just see Jada Kingdom. I apologize. I just see 5.2 fucking pulling up to something in green, but I didn't know where she was going. So, like, I don't know. Nobody, in my opinion, I ain't see nobody talking about this. In my circles, I ain't see nobody talking about this.
Is the second one they have in? They just recently started it.
Oh. Well, I love that. I love that for the Caribbean.
That's hard. I like that for everybody, for real. That's dope. Hopefully, we could be on a red carpet next year, asking them some questions. Yeah, check. But, Chris, you were saying something about Facebook and what going on. If you want, go ahead. Get the people them a little something. Not a sample, but tell them what going on. Like...
Yeah, so everybody.
Why we been so slow?
Oh, why we haven't been putting out content?
Yeah, where we been?
Yeah, shit, cause we fucking human beings, dog. What the fuck you think this is, dog? Like, niggas gotta friggin' take a little time to catch themselves, dog. Like, dude, this friggin' is every single day. Clip, 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 clip. Pod, 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 pod. Clip, clip, clip. Send this out, pull this out, post this. Niggas gotta recharge, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I want to thank everybody who has been reaching out, trying to see what's been going on. Just know we have big things in the works, for sure. Do we get into details, or do you want to do?
Nah, you could just let them know. Just stay hanging on to our pockets. You check how we going places.
Yeah, just grip the frigging hoodie, you know what I'm saying? Like, just yeah.
For sure.
So we just hire a DJ, you know what I'm saying? So DJ Zayn, run the beat.
My brother, really good on you, right?
My love, boy, my God, cheat on me, my love, man. I won, my love.
Your problem, right? Here, when you're on a high level of frequency understanding and meditation, you're going to know that a horn is really not a horn unless you take it on, and you're taking it on right now. Sometimes in life, other people just want your plate of food more than you wanted.
Oh, what shit you talking, my dog, man? My girl won, man. And I lost my walk.
Your perspective wrong, my youth. Your walk lose you.
Okay.
You never lose your walk.
Dog, it's the same freaking thing, dog. I lost my walk lose me. It's the same thing. I have no money, dog.
Again, your perspective wrong. It's not that you don't have money, you know. Money don't have you.
Hey, dog, you're talking here with that positive shit, dog. I fed up on your dog.
All right.
Good way to start the pod, man. Yo, everything really is perspective, bro. Like, for real. I freak funny bad because I feel like that's the type of advice I'll give to somebody if they're on their last leg, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit.
That'll be us and these fucking families, dog. Like, he ain't cheating on you. He cheat on himself, my girl. Trust that he lose you. You know what I mean? Like, give me inspiration.
Yo, but that shit facts, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you know you valuable to your company and they fire you, then they lose you. You know? I always said, you know, shout out to Lame Tree for like putting me ahead in life at a young age, but you know, I lose a great one. You know what I'm saying?
They lose an asset.
I'm telling you, bro.
Why would a diamond creator? He's a diamond. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, I come from Rihanna. She tell me that personally. Just
you know
saying.
A lot of people.
But back to the pod. Welcome everybody back to the pod again. Episode 43. Your boy Breezy, Reno, and Keela B in the ghetto.
Yeah, in the man. House. In the ghetto's Ross. Hey, streaming live from fucking housing. You know what I'm saying? But housing and ghetto is two different places, right, Keela?
Yeah, two different places.
Okay, housing is one, and ghetto's is the next, right? Around the corner, if I ain't mistaken. Yeah, okay.
Boy, I know.
I know Tiran Agiwi, not Tiran, Timo Agiwi, the directions in one of his songs, you know, as soon as you come down. Rapun Hill is the first building
and the left hand side.
Okay, I hear you. And ghettos is where, Keela, as soon as you pass village.
I mean, you could continue down that path from housing. And when you're going to see Pueblo coming up on the left.
On the left.
Who is Pueblo?
Pueblo.
I think you said people and see pebbles on the left. Pueblo.
I think they actually got gas station right across from it now on the right. But them buildings you see behind at that gas station is ghettos.
Okay.
I don't know how I agree.
Same church. And they used to beef hard back in the day. So that didn't even make sense.
You know what I'm saying?
They were like a colors type of thing. Or you just know who from where.
When they going to go sleep though? Imagine a whole day of just beefing. It's 8 o'clock and man busting shot. Like, that we get rules, you know, that 8 o'clock is time for bed, dog. Like, because you live so close. Like, when is goal? You know when it's freestyle? You had goal? Like when is goal that is off limits for beefing? Like, damn. I always used to wonder that there.
Okay. If I drop me Saint Thomas, I promise I'm gonna be lost. I'm be looking like a bum on the side of the road doing this. I ain't gonna know where the fuck I'm going. If I ain't got a phone, it's even worse. It's a wrap, like.
Listen, I went to him 2 years ago. I didn't know to catch a fire, you know.
Well, you didn't know. You have to stick your hand up.
I didn't know to catch one. I had to call out my friend. Why you didn't catch a fire? I was told. Wait,
no, man. Hold on, no. I ain't gonna, crazy. Man, you trying to catch a taxi, you know? Like, in St. Girl, like, you trying to wave a taxi, you know? You know, crazy? You look for real?
See, I should. Be last time I been in a taxi,
was high school?
Shit, maybe before that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. No, man, I think I catch a taxi at time in college, man. But I've been on them fireys for sure when I was going to school in Iraq. I tell you that.
Mm. I just for the experience when I come back, and I didn't even know how to date. That's crazy.
You just wanted to hop on how far? That's wild.
Yeah, just you know.
Fuck, I see.
I guarantee. What's two things you always see when you hop on a safari? What's two things?
On a safari,
on their phone, like talking on their phone.
Loud as shit. Indeed. Like, by the time you reach your destination, you know what the fuck going on with that person and the person on the phone? Because the person they're talking to on the phone talking so loud, you swear that shit on speakerphone. You're like, what the fuck? Hearing this whole shit. Yeah. Well, what else you will see on a safari if you hop on a safari?
I don't know. We don't have safaris in St. Croix.
Well, you'll find a motherfucker with a phone playing music loud as fuck.
That's yeah.
Facts. Yeah, that's facts.
For everybody in the safari?
Dog, it's never had a time I went on safari and somebody in the back ain't playing. Oh, like, they had a time I hop on one. Oh, like, shit, it's a peaceful ride, man. Then we stopped to pick up a dude. He had a fucking, he had one of them little speakers. I was like, damn, that man taking this shit up a notch, huh? Ain't straight from the phone no more. It's speakers.
So why St. Croix never had safaris? Or did they ever had safaris? I never see one in St. Croix. I can't say it did. Why is only a St. Thomas thing? St. John get safaris too?
Yeah, I feel like I've seen them in St. John.
I don't know.
So where are we at? I don't know. What's going on?
Why is always something?
No. I don't think it's a competition. I just want to know why it wouldn't be consistent. Like, I just saying, you know. I might
don't
just
maybe
wrong.
I too big? I don't know.
Size?
That's...
Of the island?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a valid, safari, them is a dollar. One, you know,
that's
10 minutes.
Valid question. Because I really want to know why we don't have safaris running. Maybe because, like, you know,
we have taxis that are go the regular routes. I mean,
maybe,
I feel like safaris
do
the same
maybe
thing.
We just are whipping Keela, you know what I'm saying? Like, safaris just, it just don't make, probably they try, and they're like, damn, we ain't getting no dollars. Fuck this.
I feel like St. Thomas get views. So I feel like whenever you happen on safari, you definitely gonna see views. So it's more like a tourist thing, in my opinion. Experience. You try and drive in St. Croix somewhere, you're gonna see bush. You don't really see no views like that. So.
And then our taxi man, them man don't really be up and down like that, you know. That man, they just congregate by the airport.
Dog.
You know what I mean? So it's like,
you know,
like,
there's
a
wait
really
for taxi.
Yeah, like, in my head, like, dog, it don't have that time when I was younger, I was waiting for a taxi. And I just start walking, dog. And then, like, if a taxi drive past me, I'll hop on it. But, like, I just was waiting so long, I just start walking in the direction I needed to go.
Keela, I don't think you understand. You waiting 15 minutes, you wave this taxi, don't want to fuck a drive past you straight. Like, I don't think you know how mad. Hey, man. we gotta start the pod.
Start the pod.
I ain't gonna lie, I had so much scripts. There are so much scripts written out. I don't even know which one is the best option right about now. Like, I had a girl's pod set up. Keela, man, I hope you feel better.
First of all, my allergies is deadly type thing. So if I tell you I out, like, I really out on commission. Like, I have an EpiPen.
Let me tell y'all something, dog. I's a healthy motherfucker, you know. Like, for real, dog. Like, my coffee is mushrooms, you know. That's what I try and show you. Like, this how healthy I is, you know. I never had allergies in my life, you know. Where's like, fuck walking me, you know, dog? This fuck walking me, dog. Like... I don't understand. Like I've been sneezing like a mother skunk, dude, and that fuck never happened to me before. So you gotta be really bad.
They drain you too when
that.
You just sneezing for real.
I just like,
you feel better.
Yeah, I do. Swelling down, we good.
We good. She said once the swelling gone, she right the pod. So
yeah,
we here.
We straight.
I guess photo shoot all that day.
You
for healing the youths.
Shout out to here in the youth for the shots and so.
Yeah, shout out to them one time for the one time, man. You know, we got a model in IKEA waiting for our pics, but they never come in, you know what I mean? You know,
somebody tell me last minute, but you know.
Well, you are Araru.
A blue shirt. I have it in the draw someplace. Where's a blue shirt? Like a teal.
The
regular
top.
T-shirt he had, I had a teal color to it.
They went crazy with the tank tops in your part two of the tank tops.
I love a zip.
Yeah.
I love
the tank
zip
tops went crazy.
I love our
zip
hoodie, man.
You know when you walk in out, Chris, and you get a little side chest showing in the corner of the shirt? That's my favorite part of the shirt. I felt to make you feel swole, dog. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. I get one of these too, but it's hot right now, so I have no reason to wear it. But yeah.
Let's see. Okay. Shout out to Franco one time for one time.
Yeah, shout out to Franco. This thing.
I don't want to sound like all over the place, but this is what a script was supposed to look like. And I feel like it's still a good script. It's like a gem type of script. So, sorry, Akila. This is about to be a nigga type of pod for like 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes. Just hear me out. Chris.
Yo.
It's gaming season, dog.
Mm. dog.
It's game in season, dog.
Camera to show on my PlayStation how much dust you're collecting. Like, damn, I don't even know if it could turn on.
For the ladies, I don't know, right? If you were a gamer, it's really a real gaming season in between the months of, I'll say, end of August till January. I feel like that's when your nigga gonna be like, damn, what he answering the phone? He sent a text. My playing Warzone. 2K just dropped. This nigga not gonna answer you for like 2 hours because he in rec or playing prom. Like, it's so much happening, but just want to give you a heads up in case I don't know. This is actually gaming season. But this game come out, Chris, right? And this is why I'm going to tell you thing with all of us. It's a game called Black Myth Wukong. It's a Monkey King Kung Fu type of game thing.
Oh, yeah?
Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z was actually inspired by this Chinese mystical story.
So is that online game? Like,
no, it's just a single player God of War type of vibe. Though.
Okay, I like them. Sure.
Right? Linear. So the reason I bring it up is, right, partner, I play the game, they have these clones. So he was asking himself, what the fuck would I do with two clones? And then it made me wonder, shit, what would I do with two clones? And I was like, nah, I gotta hear what Chris and Keela would do if they had two clones of themselves. Think of two of you, dog, the same tendencies, the same responses, the same attitude, every fuck, dog. Same thing, Akira. Think of that. Two of you.
One can be stationed at my job, first of all, so I don't have to.
A slave? Oh, my God.
One of them is a slave.
And imagine you, Keela, telling yourself that, hey, you got to stay out, like, just to do work all day for me. How would you respond if somebody tell you that shit?
I ain't having it.
And that's how your clone will act. What the fuck you talking about, Keela? Keela, but listen. I got to, no, you go work. Like,
but as the main clone, so they ain't supposed to listen to me?
You will believe that? Get what he's saying? What about you, Chris?
Well, I get two of them, right?
Two of them, dog.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Can't train no girl with your clones. That's crazy. That's tough, dog. You is a crazy motherfucker.
But make me broke, man. That's a fuck. Oh, shit. All right, bet. So I'm about to be like Draymond. But it's fuck it.
Nah, you're trying to fix it, man. You're trying to fix it, dog.
So if I was to have two clones, I won't be completely honest. I probably gonna have one clone, you know, by the end of the week. Because, like,
what the fuck?
I was sending the first one on a mission for real.
A mission?
Yeah, man. I was sending the first one to just walk up to Governor Byrne and bust a hard slap. So then he may get, you know, killed after that. So, but that's what I would do for one of the.
But gonna have your Chris. It's gonna be you, dog. Like, I don't think you realizing what he's saying. You know, like, this is you. Like, you right now, if you tell yourself you gotta go do this, what do you think you would say? It's you, dog. You gotta reason with yourself. You just saying yourself to off yourself.
Yeah, but, like, you know, it's for a good cause, you know what I'm saying? Like, really and truly, it's really for a good cause, if you really think about it. The man really, the governor really fucking up, dog. The man really disrespecting our people as a whole, and he need to get slapped. So I would just send one of my clones to slap this man. Yeah. What happened? Okay. You asked me what I would do?
I want yours to be a slave. You want yours to be a fucking terrorist. You know what I mean? So
wait, so why yours is Rain?
I mean, we still got a second clone, you know, Akila, so but we gonna let Rain talk about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we got two clones we could fuck with.
If me and my clones, we're gonna go on a trip and have fun. That's what I was thinking. We're smoking.
We go ahead taking more technical.
We in Mexico having a blast. I thought that's what, you know what I mean, like turning up the place, dog. Like tree on me. That's all I was thinking.
I ain't gonna lie. Keep it a bean. They probably will have one back on St. Croix, man. Because like I feel like St. Croix really just trying to push me out. You know, type of way. Because every time I voice my opinion on like what going on in the Virgin Islands, you know what I mean? Every time I say something about WAPA or the governor or like what we as a people should do, Like, there's always someone saying, like, bro, you even live here? Like, you know, in other words, like, my own fucking business, dog. This ain't got nothing to do with you. And I had to be in my head, like, you know, I smash work when I've been out saying crying. I lead some protests. So this ain't coming from a dude that just never used to do shit. This coming from a man that actually to push work and move with, you know, with substance. You know what I'm saying? Like, so like I would want one of me, the same one that slapped Governor Brand, to go St. Croix and just lead. You know, you need them type of people.
You no, want to start the revolution.
Yo, you think what her name is? You think Queen Mary was Demure? You think she was Demure?
Chris. I have to help you, you know. I have to edit that part out. What is it? That guitar that was smooth? That,
do you think she was Demure?
Demure.
Is it Demure? What is it?
Demure.
Demure.
Very classy. Very amazing. Very Demure. Like that, right?
Dog, wow. The setup, so yeah, dog, that was like... crazy. Power to you and your beliefs, dog. Like, I ain't gonna give you no wrong. Go ahead, dog.
If
you,
if I ever sit around and listen to Bob Marley, this man been dead how much years now? This man really to just be talking some real shit. If I really sit around listen to him for real, man, to be saying some real, real shit, dog. Because what gonna happen is, right, my clone gonna slap Governor Brown, and then he gonna die. You know what I'm saying? So like that song with Bob Marley says, how long shall we kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? They say it's all a part of it. We got to fulfill the book. Like, that's some bullshit, dog. Like, what you mean is a part of it, dog? I just die and that's a part of the book, dude. Like, dog, don't stand aside and look. You know what I mean? Stand up for your rights. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, this is okay.
That was deep.
Let me bring the woman back to the podcast, man. Ladies, I could come back in the room. Thanks for stepping out. I hope I got a cup of water or some fuck. Like,
dry all of them right up, huh? Dry them up.
I'm going to use that to end the pod. Like, I'm going to have you singing to end the pod, like, with credits coming on. Like, it's going to be lit.
Hey, man. Cheers,
sure. So, I want to talk about what ladies want to talk about, right? For sure. Something I really want to notice, like, for real, I see a video. Why do women eat slow?
Is it that we eat slow or I eat too fast?
Akila, I think it's a natural way of doing things. And then you can go fast or you can go slow. I think exactly. I was beyond natural, dog. Like, it's insane how I let the food sit down and get cold, dog. Like, I don't even care. Like, what?
I think I eat really fast. You ever see those, like, TikTok videos where it's like, I try and keep up with my boyfriend eating? I don't breathe. I just be there going.
I mean, food is there to eat. Like, the purpose of food is for consumption, right? For us men. Not for the woman. You really, they got to make a post. They got to put a caption. They got to find the music. You know what I mean? They got to bring the fucking angle from, like, the bottom of the plate. Come up like this. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then they get fucking Megan in the background, like, and then what? Just say poo. They beat the waska. All that fuck. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah. And by the time they finish, we done already, like, halfway done. So.
Well, by the time they finish, or do that little aesthetic thing?
Yeah, we done. Cause we eating off.
The food will be done by then. I ain't gonna let that picture. Food already halfway done for you. Like, yeah, for sure. I don't know. I don't understand what it is. So that's what it is. I just like aesthetics and his emotions.
I think even if I don't post a video or not, like, eating pace-wise, I just feel like I either eat fast, and for me, I have to taste everything. Like, I need my taste buds to, like, appreciate the food, and I don't think I either do that. I think I either just, yeah, let me hurry up and eat this, and do what I gotta do.
I'd be like how Snoop Dogg is in Sensual Seduction, my son. I'm gonna take it slow. You wanna savor the moment. Listen. You know what I mean? You wanna taste every grain.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You want the sauce to just run down the back of our tongue, our throat. Like, I really just, you know what I mean? Okay. That's why we need a woman on the pod. If y'all didn't know, you know, this was gonna be like a real barber shop ballsy pod, you know what I'm saying? And it's like in the beginning of the pod, we used to have a lot of people like, no, man, we need a woman to just set things straight, you know, because if you wasn't here, we'd have been talking shit about you, for real. So thank you for clearing that up and letting us know that you just really want to taste every single thing.
I had a thought, but I'm not gonna say it.
No, man, spill off.
Say it, man. Yeah, yeah. Curious now.
I'm kind of scared to say it.
I mean, we like. I don't
want to get bush. Say if she eat. Say. I just curious. The way how Akilah just described it. The way how she described it just now. It's hard to make me think. So I ought to eat for the enjoyment, right? So the slower you eat, because you want to savor the experience. Mm-hmm. So girls that eat slow to suck dick good, that's basically what it is.
Cause I think so. I would say so.
I might have to agree on that, no? No, and making me think about it, like.
Hey, man, what the fuck they hearing here? I don't know, Rain, because somebody said that them chubby girls would be going in. I don't know.
You just have a way. I don't know how you to do that, dog. Like Chris,
I don't know. Like I don't want to agree with you, but at the same time, it's like I don't know. You know, like because you know, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you don't think chubby girls appreciate food too? Because that's the whole. That's the point I'm making. It.
Chubby girls don't even need slow too. To be honest, chubby girls don't even need teeth, dog. They might swallow a burger for real. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think the women gonna appreciate this. You know, I thought I could take them somewhere with that, but you taking them somewhere else, dog. I ain't gonna lie. They gonna be holding them out just like that, like a chubby what?
Well, like that's a compliment, you know. That's a compliment. Girl going out sick, and you're like, Chris, damn, Chris, this girl don't have no teeth.
You're gonna get canceled one of these days.
Like every time I talk about woman, Chris, I'll be like, you forgetting the chubby girls, and he just bringing something. I'll be like, I'm talking about everybody, all shapes and sizes. I ain't know who's specifying which one.
Do chubby? I mean, I can't.
Are you saying they don't eat fast because they want the chubby? Is what you're saying?
I'm saying they eat fast because they probably have the same food values that we do. The food is just for consumption and not only to take a picture of. Because if you're a chubby girl and you take a picture of food and you post that fuck, you know, people are going to be like, your ass greedy, man. But if you like, you know what I'm saying? About it? So they're not going to do it. They're not going to post. They're not going to post what causing them to, you know.
I don't know. I have a confession. Whenever I'm doing food reviews, I don't look for the chubby girl food reviews. Cause I know they're not going to lie.
Like, yeah, but more things. I mean? But like, okay, if she chubby, that means
no,
more hey. Things. More things are... More things. You know, she got a longer, like, you know, we menu. We got a longer
Chris. God, dog. All right.
I am comfortable.
Think about it. Like, if she chubby, right?
I'm trying to say, Chris. Let me say. Please, let me say.
hey, man. Oh, shout out to all the fams, every single one of them. We love all you, man, from the bottom of our heart. You know, even the chubby girls, you know.
It's always been a chubby girl love podcast. Too something to do something. Been in a t-shirt. It's coming soon.
Oh, on a serious note, like, I know a lot of people that, you know, because this part is really all about journeys, right? I know a lot of people that, like, you know, they were chubby and then they just took the healthier route, been working out, and, like, they have had great transformations. So, like, this ain't a part that, like, got a fat shame or anything, like, but we do encourage everyone to be more healthier, you know what I'm saying? And if you are, you know, overweight, you know what I mean, like, you're more prone to get more diseases and shorten your lifespan. So, like, we really just want to encourage you guys to, like, you know, put on the bug and pick up the dumbbell, you know what I mean?
Amen. Amen, amen. No more talking about food and a woman. The reason.
Just cut it right there, Chris. That was good. before you added anything to me, let's cut it.
Before you bring back the diseases.
Hey, Mingo, like, if I was to run for office, I would probably need somebody like Rain in my car. Like, be like, I regret
you after this. Chris gonna send me his speech. I ain't gonna even send an email or text on Carly, Chris. Delete that whole thing. Don't say shit.
Hey, imagine
wait till I send you something.
Imagine
legit they need a PR person, cause
no. Me too. No.
Imagine I reading off the prompt, alright? And I just like, I mean, you know what?
Fuck it's this. It's gonna from the heart.
Fuck this. Turn off the prompt. You're gonna see Rain in the back like, oh my god, what is motherfucker about to say? No.
Nah, that'll be panicking.
Ringo, go to the power surge. You can turn off all the lights.
Chris will be talking. All you gonna hear is feet running, dog. I don't know what the fuck this man about to say, dog. Ain't no way. I'll be strangling the director. Like, how you let him do this? Hey, oh, but for real, the reason I bring all this up, right, and why women eat slow and eating period is because I don't know if y'all have seen Keith Lee, the TikToker food critic.
Yeah, Keith Lee is a guy that would be on TikTok going to different people, local businesses that sell food.
Trying to like get them to Keith Lee effect and boost them up and stuff like that. Help them stay in business and make some bread, you check? Yeah. So he come to the DMV.
He'd talk monotone or fuck. Yeah,
he'd do his thing just like this. So he come to the DMV, right? I don't know if I've been to the DMV often, but the DMV, in my opinion, I don't think have no much good food spots. That's just how I feel, you check? But for him, it was highly requested to come to the DMV. He wasn't really rocking a lot of places in the DMV. Like, he do like 11 videos, and I think he could only show 6 of them or something like that because the reviews ain't that good. It ain't constructive to help them, so he don't even want to do it, you check? So, like, the reason I bring it up is, like, damn, like, I wonder if he go to the Virgin Islands, what would be the food spots we should recommend him to go to?
Well, we send him straight to St. Croix for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Don't even start that. Don't even start that. I ain't gonna lie.
To represent the Virgin Islands? This is Keith Lee. To represent the Virgin Islands, we're not gonna send him straight to St. Croix just to be safe?
Just to be safe? We wouldn't send him to St. Croix just to be safe.
My God.
What's some okay? What's some places you send him if you were supposed to take him to rock? What would be some places you would suggest for him to go?
I can't remember the name of the restaurant them.
He don't give a fuck. He don't post who sent him the fuck. He don't post a DM. He'll be like, this person telling me to go to here, so here I am. Boom. You don't know where he'll go? Not no chicken and bowling.
I didn't even think they have done the more. I ain't sure, but they have a few places I went to within the past 2 years that's really good. I honestly can't remember the names.
So they got a spot in Rock. They're right behind our Wynn Wards. And basically the food to be out there done cook and ready to go, you know what I mean? Start from the beginning and you just like, it's some Santos. And you just tell them what you want and they'll put it on the plate for you. It wasn't the best plate of food, but for Rock, it was good.
Damn. So you saying that's a place that you would recommend him to go?
I mean, and St. Thomas? Yeah, that's
right. They have one right there on the waterfront, you know, Main Street area. They have them little alleys. They have one there. And when I tell you, the food was amazing. So amazing. But honestly, like, just saying, like, if we had to send him there, I feel like if we had to send anybody to the VI for food for anything, our customer service needs to get fixed, first of all.
Oh, cause he gonna review that. I sent my family inside, and it was bad.
Yeah.
Dog, what?
Our customer service sucks. Like, that's a major problem because our main source of income is tourism. Like, that's a problem.
And Keely don't look like a little man already, so he's like, nobody even. He walking that bitch. Nobody ain't gonna even stop.
So he don't walk in. He just send his family. He send his wife or his mother, and so he just send him inside to just order the food, and then he'll do his little review, and then he'll walk in if it's good. Like, you know, yo, and then let everybody know who he is, and all right, paying for everybody food for the rest of the day. Boom.
Yeah.
Mind it being his car eating a heck?
The AC on.
So
you gonna play them heck.
Yeah, so St. Croix.
I start with chicken shack.
Yeah, like you can't go wrong with chicken shack, Akila. Like for real. Like
he could get like which three, one four is chicken meals.
Shack? So chicken shack is
like cake and chicken by Lorraine.
Is Lorraine like so that same road or same stretch? Like you going straight to like UVI and the Ag Fair. If you was to head back east on that same exact road. Like, right when you reach Lorraine coming down the hill, they're going to be tight to the left. They're going to have the fish market.
They're right next to McDonald's.
I laughing right because next. They got a lot of taste. Like, people that listen to the pod, and it's like how I describe it, like, the fish market.
You got to go down Bodo Street, and then make a right. Then it's a
pass the coconut tree.
There you go.
So, what's the pink? I think it was pink. It's like a pink restaurant. I think the building is pink. And apparently, it's one of our good restaurants. I think it's pink. I could be wrong. Yeah, I go back and look at videos and stuff. I think.
Oh, no, don't talk about restaurants. We have some bad restaurants for real. Like, we have Duggan's Reef. Like, they never disappoint. For real. Like, that man mac and cheese. That man come with a big heck of mac and cheese. That man get some bad grilled salmon, seasoned rice. You want to know when a spot good? When you could just, like, take, like, two scoops of rice and eat it by itself. And it's flavorful.
And you just know? Can't get enough of that. Yeah, like, nothing else.
You know,
like,
sometimes you gotta mix it with beans or something. Centennial used to
be for me.
But like, if you could scoop up a thing of rice and you eat it and it's flavorful. Jeez,
rice, boy.
And you just like, yo, this rice. Yeah.
So I'll send you chicken shack. But what was another like mom and pop place that you send it to?
We could send it to any other vegan spots as well.
I ain't gonna lie, fucks.
So why we only including St. Thomas and St. Croix?
But we live in St. Croix. Yeah, we from
honestly,
St. Croix.
I'll tell you I would right send now, him BVI. I ain't gonna hold
on. Oh, I was gonna say, Bolongo Bay don't have no good food. I'm just saying, I know right now. I thought that's what you were gonna say. But I never been BVI.
Yeah, that's all I got. A lot of nice spots and stuff. I mean, my family from there too, so maybe that's bias, but their food
so you half Tola, half Dominica?
So you British?
Yeah, I have dual citizenship.
You foreign, okay.
You want sign? You want sign my youth key to evolution?
Okay, bro.
Dual citizenship.
Okay. I never been to Ola. I want to go. I want to experience the food, the beaches, all that stuff. I want
to
go.
Yeah, you definitely gotta experience the beaches, bro.
You gotta take that ferry over to VG and all. You gotta do.
Who is VG?
Vajangada.
Who?
Vajangada.
Okay.
She says she want gimme her VG.
So there are no more places for Keatley. Airy. So we want St. Tola, St. Croix.
Let me find out Keatley hit you up.
I feel like we fumble in the bag because I feel like we didn't really give him a suggestion, to be honest. I would say a chicken shack and vegan food, and you said a place and the walk.
Lane View are good for me, but like I said, Duggan Reef. I send Duggan Reef for
he
sure.
He don't go restaurants. He don't go to the small, quick pickup places. He don't go to restaurants and dining in.
Oh, so like, yeah. So we could roti place. What's this place you like? Centennial's. They get roti hot.
I never been Centennial's like since like a long time. Though. I ain't gonna lie. I miss Centennial's a long time. So
alright, so they have roti hot. Roti Hut.
Yeah, a new roti place across from Falcons.
Roti Hut is the name of that roti place. Across from Falcons.
I forget you've been saying very recently, man. Shout out to you, man. You be traveling. I forget your passport be stamping. What the fuck I say? What the fuck you know about Roti Hut? That fuck just come up like 4 months ago. What the fuck you know about that?
I'm saying.
Man, your sponsors in different places. You telling us about?
Hey, yeah, but like I actually know the owner. Like for real, like I would just say like, he didn't want to make fantasy leagues. So I just messaged him, like, I open. He said, yeah, call this number. I've been like, call one number, man. Two boneless chicken, dog.
That's Pepper. It?
Where am I with you, but call number. Yeah, I get you, bro.
What's your favorite roti, Kilo?
Chicken roti.
Boneless or bone in?
Boneless.
Yeah, because we got shit to do, right? Like, yeah.
We got shit to do, right?
You know what I'm saying?
I surprised Chris, you eating chicken, anything? You's a Rasta. I thought you would sell like the shrimp. I think shrimp roti is the best one, in my opinion. I mean, that's just me, though.
Yeah, but like, the thing with shrimp roti is a hit or miss. You know what I mean? Like, I've had
not
shrimp
the places
rotis.
I go to.
I've had shrimp rotis where every bite I get some shrimp in it. And then I get other shrimp roti when I bite into this. Like, I six bites in. I'm like, where the shrimp, dog? You know, I type away, so.
A place that I would recommend to Keith Lee if I send him a DM would have been go to Teddy's Roti Shop in D.C., Silver Spring, sorry. And every time I take a bite, to get shrimp in that motherfucker. And they big, and they be spicy. And
I like
right.
D.C., man. D.C. really have a lot of Caribbean influence.
Fuck D.C. Okay.
No, I love, I mean, every experience I had in D.C. was really good, which is like, you know, perspective, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's really perspective. I could be like, Akila, man, you gotta go to DC. But like, those are just my experiences, and my experiences was just like being around like cool people, driving around in the little scooters and just enjoying. I could do that anywhere, you know what I'm saying? But like, it just happened to be in DC. Every time I go to DC is a vibe. So
J. Cole, Capital One, you know what I'm saying? For sure. Well, that's an hour show. Thank you for showing up. No, man.
I was like, oh, that was it?
I get one more controversial topic. I feel like this one, yeah, a little spicy and crazy.
Let's do it.
I really want Cass on for this one. I would love to hear what she wants to say about this, but it's all good.
Shout out to Cass, man.
Shout out to Cass.
She had a big, big tour around St. Croix. That's it.
All right. So, this come from my fam. She has sent it to her Instagram and asking us what we think. I tell her that I'm going to save it for the pod. I feel like this is a good question for the pod, right? Mm. So here we go. This is the scenario. Baby mother tells baby father, you could come to your child's birthday party, but you can't bring your spouse. Should he go? Or should he not go?
I mean, it's his child birthday party. But wait, maybe I ain't got kids, so let me answer last, because I ain't got kids. I can leave the two fathers to... I ain't got kids, so...
All right, let me think. So, just to be clear, let me reiterate the question a little bit. So, I got a girl.
Yeah. Spouse.
Spouse? Like, are you married?
It's a spouse.
I got a wife.
A wife.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we live in...
Wherever.
Texas.
Wherever. Same area.
My youth... Okay, cool. Same area. My youth live in the same area as me. I have a birthday party at Fun Zone.
Mm-hmm.
At 4 o'clock. And yeah. And you know, you could come, but so-and-so can't come.
Yeah.
First of all, I come in with her. What the fuck, dog? Fuck. I mean, I know something about me, right? I respect woman, you know, dog. I respect woman. And I respect their decisions. I respect what they do. All of that stuff, right? You can't tell me what the fuck to do. Like, we gonna still pull up. I gonna be like Irie. And I gonna still pull up. Like, to be honest, it's up to my wife if she wanna come or not. If she wanna come, she come. We pulling up. Because your reason for she not come, like first and foremost, like, what's her reason for me leaving my spouse at home?
I would just assume she, for those personal reasons. I don't
exactly
think there's anything
that
to do with safety.
Exactly, dog. So this brings me to a part. This brings back a previous part. You remember when the old man stopped me in the bathroom saying how black people can't advance in life because of sex?
Mm.
So this is the same shit right here. Like, imagine if my baby mother, my wife, or all of we were just cool. I ain't saying fucking everybody, you know. Of course, my spouse is my spouse. My baby mother could be with who she want to be with. But imagine if all of us were just cool and cordial and everything is safe. Like, you know how much disputes and... like, money saved and events and good, joyous times could take place, dog. Like, it's like it really just like it is like so like it's two routes that you could take in life. One gonna always be messy and one is not gonna be as messy. I just feel like in these type of situations you should just take the less messy route. Like, why would you know?
So what's the less messy route?
Like, coming from the mom that doesn't want
me.
I see
what you're saying.
Yeah, like why, like why is that
even? Why even put him in a predicament like that? Like, yeah. Boom. I see what you're saying. Okay. What you think,
yeah, because yeah.
I agree with Chris.
Oh, you saying just pull up?
Yeah, I would still go. Like, why? One is my child birthday party, so I would still go. My only question would be, what kind of person is the baby mother? Cause now we want no problems, you know, when I bring my spouse. So, like, you have to look at it from that angle as well. Is she the loud, rowdy type where they could possibly get into it and butt heads? Like, at the end of the day, we're there for the child. So, if it's that kind of situation, then I probably have my own birthday party.
So Chris.
That's a good answer, Keela, for sure. Like, I didn't even, like, put that into the equation, for real, if she was just one of those crazy-ass people.
So just, you do. If she is one of those crazy-ass people, what would you do?
They say it ain't my job to un-crazy shit, check? So.
So you leave a girl home and go?
No, because, like, me bringing my girl and going to the party, like, it will require me to un-crazy shit, but I ain't my job, you check? But yeah, like if she crazy and she, I know she gonna create a scene. Instead of saying like, I rewind a little bit when she said that my girl can't go, and I said okay. Instead of responding okay, like the conversation will happen right then and there. Like, why? And if she respond, well, I don't like she, then I'm gonna just hit she back with like, that ain't a good enough reason for me. So now she knows that, she know to expect that she come in. Hopefully that would just, you know.
I like that one. Why she can't come? I just don't fuck with she. Well, I mean, that don't make no like, sense to me. So I
like,
mean, hey.
Like we grown, we's adults. Like you know, we there for the kid. Like, I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Interesting. Honestly, Keela, I don't know. I don't know what I'll do. I feel like you should, like Chris said, y'all shouldn't put each other in those type of circumstances to expect certain responses or expect a response at all like that. So I honestly don't know what I do. Would I go? I don't think I'll go by myself. I think my girl come in, or I'll just throw my own party.
Yeah.
Like, I think,
and
that's
that stuff happens often too. That's the crazy part.
Yeah. I think that's kind of crazy though. When I see the video, I was like, damn. And the girl, the fam, showed to you. She was saying, "You're not gonna come to your child party."
Yeah,
huh? That's your child. I said, "What the fuck?"
Yeah,
that's a crazy way of thinking. I don't know.
Yeah, cause like at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, like, fellas, you know me. I try and be as fair as possible on this podcast, fellas. Like, if you training your spouse and your baby mother, like, you's the one to blame in this situation. Like, don't come with this question to us, and you know that's what the fuck you get going on, you know what I mean? Like, you know, so if you messing with both of them, then like you is the one with the two sticks creating a fire, you know. It's your hand rubbing the sticks together. Like, you could choose not to fucking rub the sticks together, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, it's always two routes you could take, you know. So yeah, and like J. Cole said, pride is always the devil, which is the reason why some of us to take the bad routes. That, fuck that. You know what? Fuck that. You know what? Fuck this. I know that. No, it's pride. I know you won't do something you regret.
So. Fucks. Okay. Yeah.
But shout out to whoever that was that sent that question, man. Big up yourself. We got any fan mails?
Wait, what happened to that one from... I had ever do that one?
I think we are 5 million.
That's the one that I was going to play.
He was upset.
Yeah, run it. I want to know. Why all these women accept my man, but ask the next fucking man for money? Where your man there? What you ask me for money for? Fuck, I...
Hey! Hey!
Play that again.
Hey, one more
time, hey, why all these women accept my man?
Facts.
But ask the next fucking man for money. Where your man there? What you ask me for money for?
Huh?
Fuck, I
see you with your mother's skirt. That's what he has said.
You know, VI people upset when they emphasize on the cuss one.
Fuck.
He said, fucking annoying.
You ask your fucking man. Alright, man, so.
That's a family? I don't even know that's a family. I feel like that's a statement.
Hey, Keela, so you want. Have you ever been in a situation where you was like, my man, and you ask a next man for something?
No.
Your post, big relationship post, so Larry, you know. But that ain't Dean in box. Say, like, hey, I know you just see my little post, but I got a little $10 for food recently. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. It got a lot of that. More than you think. Like, trust and believe. Like, I'd be like, but you got this. You with us. What do you mean if I could PayPal you $5? What's going on here?
Fuck that. I don't know that's a fan mail.
Well, no, Rain. This is actually good.
I'm
going
to run that bitch all the time, though. I just play, just a plate.
No, this is great. This is great.
I see ya. Just like that. Run
this,
it up.
This is great. You want to know why? Because if you think about it, right? She's saying my man on what? Social media, right? Clearly that man don't have it, but she making it seem like he does. So that just goes to show how much of a lie social media really is. And we shouldn't let social media ruin our data. I see it time and time again. Like, you'll let a post or a comment, you know what I mean, or a share or something ruin your data. And all someone did was take their phone and move their thumb like this. Or, like, if they over 50, they probably move the index finger. You know them old people that type. But, yeah, dog, like, that's all they do. And you allowing it to ruin your day, dog. I gonna always say this, dog. You see, like, how you could watch a basketball. You could go on YouTube and pull up somebody highlights.
Mm-hmm.
And them man just doing, they just, you're like, damn, this player is good. You think they're gonna post their lowlights? You think they're gonna post them on missing this shot or missing free throws?
Nothing, unless you use the rose on or something. But, yeah.
Yeah, so what we gain from people gonna always be their highlights, not their lowlights. You know what I mean? So that's why we shouldn't really take on social media. We should just focus on what's around us and focus on building up what's around us.
I'm gonna tell a little story that we're gonna close.
Bet, cool, bet, bet. Yeah.
So I was watching something today, right? I know people will be doing them little, like, they'll be doing them faithful testing, and the partner have a mic, and it'll be like, let me go through your phone or whatever, see, da 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 da. So partner, right, this partner had this girl call her best friend, and he was like, tell her that you can't stop thinking about this man, right? And she tell her, and she was like, who, Zion? Partner name next to her ain't Zion, you know, so the man like, who the fuck, like what going on, right? And he was like, be free, you fuck him? You suck his dick? And she looked down and she was like, it couldn't fit. Dog. I don't know how a man could recover from such a blow like that, you know, dog. Like,
hey, man, like, it rough out here.
Stumble.
Hold on. It really rough out here. It really, 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 really. Let me tell you how really, really rough it is out here. Akia, you remember that basketball girl I was talking to?
Oh,
that
my.
She had come from the States?
Oh, my.
Let me tell her something, right?
She ain't done me a minute.
Any context after this.
Let me tell you something, right? She from the States. Let me tell her something, right? I thought this girl was like, from heaven, dog. Like, she was such a nice girl. Like, she was dope. Like, we had mat class together. We used to go do mat, and then, like, you know, smoke, you know, shoot around with each other, you know, have sex. You know, shit was dope. Like, I'm like, damn, dog.
Fairy
like, this
tale.
Girl amazing.
Love and basketball.
So, come to find out, like, she ended up talking to one of my partner, right? And he tell me, like, but wait, like, what are you getting so hard for this girl? Like watch what she show, like watch how she texting me. So I was like, that's a fuck. So then, I still have my head on the block for sure, all right? So my boy come rock to for Paradise Jam. He come to see me play, Craig. So I was like, yo, like, want to introduce you to me. Like, a girl like to talk to her. So I knocking at her door, she ain't picking up. She ain't knocking, right? She ain't answering. So, you know, she had live on the bottom floor for West, so I could have knocked on her window, like, when I went around. So I knocked on her window, like, to see her all going on, because, like, everybody says she in her room. She ain't in her room. She was in her room, but she wouldn't answer. That same dude that was telling me, like, yeah, check yourself, she said, dog, you know my partner was in there beating this thing when you were knocking on the door, you know? Like, and, like, he... And like when you and he said that you knock on the door, he was beating it, and then when you went around to knock on the window, like she was getting he heads. So he said his boy purposely like was moaning loud, so I could have hear, but I guess I still didn't hear. You check. So like, yeah, that just goes to show, like, girls, like, if I didn't have that insight, if I didn't have that insight, Akila. If I didn't have that insight, one insight, I got to have been a foolie, dog. You know what I'm saying?
I don't mean to laugh at your downfall, right? But imagine you're that kind of window, you hear is, oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
Like, yeah, dog. I was like, that's a TV. I got to be the TV.
That's a TV? Oh, my
God. I want to hear more. I want to hear more. So, no.
That was it.
It's sad.
Hold on.
It's so
sad. That was the first semester, right? That was
it happened again?
Hold on. That was the first semester. No, after I hear I done with she had buy me some sneakers, you know, dog. And I had that fucking in a box. And that was the Rocher run. You know, around them time, that was the real shooter. I guess she had buy me that fucking green. That fuck was nasty. Dog, I knocking that door and I just put a fucking hot chest ring. And give she a little chuck with a fuck too. It's a keep your shit and you want that. I want that fuck. Maybe I want more, like, you know,
my
masculine.
My tears in
your
eyes. Nah, keep your up. Shoes. Don't give your tears. Oh, shit,
nah. Nah, I had no tears. Man. Yeah, hey, but that fuck will break my heart. Because, like, what the fuck I seen? And you want to know what's crazy? Second semester come now. And it's like, I had to get closer with my teammates. Well, half of them, man, are from the States, dog. And they used to tell, like, we used to bond on our trips. They used to be like, yo, Chris, I glad you stopped fucking with that. I glad you stopped, I almost said her name, son. I glad you stopped fucking with so-and-so. I was like, mm-hmm. Like, yeah, because you used to be in that bitch long, man. We used to be like, damn, I used to have to try to stay up because, you know, I was next. And I used to be like, this girl was just a real squang bang, dog. Fuck was like, it was like, I would leave from she, our next teammate come, and he leave, and our next teammate, like, she was like, yeah. And you want to know the wild heck about sick. All of this? Like, she had a man, like, in the States, dog. And he had come down, he had come down the next semester, too.
You know what's crazy? You get your heart broke from a girl that had a man. You should have known better. Some lessons in life shouldn't be taught, you know what I mean? You just got experience sorting stuff, you know? So, I ain't saying that.
No,
I right.
Ain't the only girl with a man that will break my heart. For real, for real.
That's for all them girls' hearts you were breaking.
You mad that she on the phone with her husband. And you over there trying to call her. Ain't that crazy? Don't sound crazy.
I don't live my life.
Talking to that motherfucker.
I don't live my life with karma in mind, Akila. I just live my life. You know what I'm saying?
He ain't even saying, yeah, I feel you. Like, man, no, I stand 10 toes.
I don't live my life with karma in mind, dog. At the end of the day, I know I don't have no malice in my heart. I know I ain't out there trying to wrong nobody. I don't do no extra shit for niggas to feel away. Like, I just live my life. You know? So, yeah.
I relive your life.
You go, Chris. You live your life.
I appreciate that for coming through and fucking with the team, you know, listening to the team, do what we gotta do, man.
Gonna money and play the next voice. Oh, no. Oh, never mind. Yeah, we done. Yeah, yeah, man. I want to thank everybody for rocking with us one time for the one time. Just know we have big things coming real soon. You know what I'm saying? Of course, WTG gonna be partying. gonna continue with the pod, but we also have some other things in the works. We actually like 2 episodes in what we have in the works. We just want to collect more of it and then present it to you guys. You know what I mean? It's something positive for the Virgin Islands, because I know a lot of our mothers can like to tell me how mean in the Virgin Islands, why I supposed to have an opinion. Because my family lived there, dog. What the fuck you talking about, dude? You want me, you think I want the Virgin Islands to just sink? That's my home at the end of the day, and I plan to come back. You know what I mean? So I gonna always have an opinion for the Virgin Islands, you know what I mean? I'm going to continue doing work and shedding light and using my platform to help the Virgin Islands. Even though I don't love me like how I love her, you know what I mean? I'm going to still continue to love her because love is unconditional. So I don't want to fuck from her back. I'm going to just love her regardless. Check what he's saying. So yeah, man, we on Spotify, Apple, YouTube. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Subscribe, like the page. Are we here, man?
For sure.